Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there, time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History is now streaming on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
50% righteousness.
Yo, Angela Yee, I love you.
50% ratchetness.
Tell them ratchets to sit down.
I'm more like 95% ratchet.
This is becoming the most prominent forum for hip-hop.
Wake your ass up.
Yeah, it's early in the morning, but they tell me it was y'all. I say, oh, hell yeah, I'm getting up.
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Your people's choice.
Angela Yee.
I'm a sweetheart, but I'll cut you.
Charlamagne the God.
Prince of Piss and People.
I can't believe you guys are the best, kid.
Collectively known as
Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, USA! Yee, come on!
Sorry.
Good morning, Angela Yee. Good morning, world. It's Wednesday! It is Wednesday, right? Yes, it's Wednesday!
Someone just got back from vacation not knowing what day it is.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy. It's good to be back. Well, let me do it the right way. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day!
Well, good morning, Angela Yee.
What was that scary laugh?
I was trying to imitate the Charlamagne laugh.
Oh, okay.
Well, good morning.
Hey, how are
you? How you feeling out there?
First of all, I could barely move. I did this training thing yesterday at Terminal 23. That's the Jordan space.
Mm-hmm.
And my legs, I couldn't walk up the stairs.
Oh, you effed up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, but you work out usually.
Yeah, but this was a different type of workout.
What kind of workout was this?
Man, listen, it was a lot of core exercises, a lot of it was like an obstacle course. I don't know what he had me doing.
Mm-hmm.
But then he texted me yesterday, the trainer, shout out to Kurt, and he goes, all right, how you feeling? I said, I'm so sore. Everything hurts. He goes, okay, good. It's only going to get worse from here.
Nah, it'll get better. Usually the first 2 days is effed up, and then you can usually feel better. Shout out to my trainer. He's been hitting me since I've been back, and I've been ignoring him. Shout out to Richie.
Sounds like a plan.
I don't want to work out. This vacation was great. No workout. And I know when you start working out again, you start getting, like you said, your body starts hurting. You have them pains in places where you shouldn't have pains. And I don't want those pains right now.
Sometimes you use muscles that you don't normally use. And this workout was a lot of things I've never done before. So I think that's part of what it was.
Now, we mentioned yesterday that we had dinner last night with our bosses.
How could we mention that yesterday?
It just happened last night. No, Charlamagne mentioned that we were having dinner last night with our bosses. And every time we go to dinner with our bosses, we always go to a restaurant I've never heard of.
Right.
And eat food and drink things that I've never tasted or heard before. So I had a great time last night.
I had chicken.
Well, you got to live a little. You don't eat seafood. You got to live a little. You got to get out of your little
dome. What did you have that you never heard of before?
I don't know the name of it. It was a type of fish.
Salmon?
It wasn't salmon, you ass. I hate you. You know that? I don't know what type of fish it was.
Hate is a very strong word.
I hate you. It was a type of fish I never had before, but it was pretty good, very healthy. What kind? Oh, what kind of fish? No, it wasn't halibut. I know those type of fishes, man.
Swordfish?
No, it wasn't swordfish. I don't know what type of fish it was. It was great, though. How about that? What? Bunkfish. I think it was a bunkfish.
You never heard of a monkfish? I don't even eat seafood and I've heard of a monkfish.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty good. I liked it. It was great. I lived a little. Anyway.
Wow, you really living on the edge, Envy.
I'm living on the edge. This guy just went to Abu Dhabi,
Dubai. Maldives, and never heard of monkfish.
I never had a monkfish before. I tried something new.
You heard of it?
I've heard of it, but I never had it before. Have you had it? You don't even seafood, so you've never had it.
Yeah. What's wrong with you today?
Forget you. Let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about, Yeezy?
Let's talk about Hillary Clinton making history. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you what she's done.
Okay. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. Charlamagne is on his way. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Hey!
That was J. Cole with No Role Models. Let's get in some front page news. Now, in sports, NBA Finals, the Cavs-Warriors game 3 is tonight at 9 on ABC.
Cavs in 5. Cavs going to get one of the two in Cleveland.
Let me ask you a question. I've been trying to figure this out last night. I don't know why this was on my mind.
What?
What's wrong with Mark Jackson? Mark Jackson used to coach the Golden State Warriors. He actually was one of the people that put that team together. Why doesn't anybody want him to coach?
They said he was too religious. They said he used to press his religion upon the players. I mean, that's not what they actually reported, but that's what they say behind the scenes.
Because he's a great coach, and I don't understand why teams like the Knicks wouldn't take him, why teams like the Nets wouldn't take him. There's so many different teams. He was a great coach. He put the Warriors together. He was one of the people that put them together.
He didn't win the ring, baby. Steve Kerr gonna get all that credit when it's all said and done for the Golden State Warriors, baby.
Damn it, man. All right, now let's talk about Hillary.
Hillary Clinton, she gave a speech because, as we all know by now, she is the first female presumptive presidential nominee. Here's what she had to say.
First time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. The stakes in this election are high. And the choice is clear. Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president and commander.
That's a fact.
Well,
yes.
Bernie Sanders has not given up, though, and he did say the struggle continues. He has pledged to stay in the race.
Isn't it over?
I mean,
he already said he was going to the Democratic National Convention anyway, so.
Yeah, technically, the superdelegates could change their minds in July.
Well, so far, he's converted zero of them so far.
That could happen. So
he's messing this thing up.
He also will
be meeting. We need to
unify
now.
Yes, he also will be meeting with our President Barack Obama on Thursday. And it seems like Barack Obama, though, clearly is endorsing. Well, he hasn't endorsed anybody, but he's a Hillary Clinton fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, the White House did leave a statement. They said her historic campaign inspired millions and is an extension of her lifelong fight for middle-class families and children.
Well, drop one of Clues bombs for Bernie Sanders. If Bernie Sanders wasn't in the race, there's a lot of things that wouldn't be addressed, like systemic racism and, you know, the unfair prison system. So I salute Bernie Sanders. He has definitely changed the complexion of the election.
Well, Donald Trump has also spoken out as well, and he has said that he is going to have he's planning some type of attack against the Clintons for next week. But here's what he said.
I'm going to be America's champion. To all of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out in the cold by a rigged system of superdelegates, we welcome you with open arms. My goal is always again to bring people together.
I would think that Bernie Sanders' supporters are smart enough not to support Donald Trump. But I feel like Donald Trump's going to announce Monica Lewinsky as his running mate.
That's no.
I think that's going to be the thing next week, just to throw everybody off.
No.
Watch for the hook, y'all. Donald Trump's going to announce Monica Lewinsky as his running mate.
No.
Watch for the hook.
All right. Now, also, let's talk about another young death in sports. What happened, Ye?
Well, an NBA coach died, and it was very sudden. He was only 46 years old, Sean Rooks. He was a former NBA player, and he was the 76ers player development coach. He actually had just went to go meet with the Knicks. He was a candidate to join the Knicks coaching staff, and he went back home, and apparently he was eating at a restaurant in Philadelphia, and he died.
Somebody poisoned him.
Yeah.
How he just died suddenly eating in a restaurant? What did they say what happened to him?
They don't know what happened yet.
Was he
just
fat?
He died suddenly. No.
See, I got to hear these stories. I don't like stories like that. I don't even want to hear about these people dying until we know exactly what they died for.
He's six foot ten. He played center for 12 years in the NBA. He played for 7 teams, including the Lakers.
Yeah, I don't like to hear stories like that because I'm a hypochondriac. So when I hear stuff like that in my mind, I'm automatically thinking like, damn, that could happen to me one day.
They're saying it was his heart, you saying? They're looking it up right now.
Okay.
Well, definitely rest in peace. Condolences to his family.
Y'all should have known that before y'all reported it.
Our producer was telling us.
I mean, it just happened last night, so sometimes people don't know right away.
They said he had suffered a heart attack.
Oh, okay.
Shortly after eating dinner with his family.
All right, see, boom. Now you're saying something. Now that makes a little bit more sense.
Charlamagne's first question when somebody dies suddenly, was he fat?
Yeah.
That's always the first question.
Yeah, because I want to know, because I don't want to be thinking about, I'm just sitting in a restaurant eating and all of a sudden I die suddenly. I want to know that it's something else that I possibly could prevent in my life to keep that from happening to me. Absolutely.
All right, well, that's front page news. Now tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe somebody pissed you off. Maybe you're having a bad morning. Whatever it may be, you had a bad night. 800-585-1051. Tell them why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. And you know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth. All right? Now tell them why you're mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Hey, good morning, y'all. It's Porta Potty Guy, man.
Porta Potty Guy.
What's up, Porta Potty Guy?
What's happening, my struggling rapper friend?
What's going on, Charlamagne? Envy, man. What's up, man? How you doing, man?
What's up, bro? What's going on?
Listen, man, Envy, you're very inspirational out here, man.
Thank you, bro.
Yo, Charlamagne, why you saying no?
I thought you were about to ask to get your music played. I was just saying.
Oh, no. I just said no in advance.
Yo, it's so crazy. One minute Charlamagne want me to win, and next minute he's like, yo, no. No,
well, he's a hater by nature, so sometimes he might have something positive to say. You got to check yourself.
No, I'm not a hater by nature. I'm just a realistic individual. That's all.
But his music wasn't bad.
Thank you. Can I share something with the world, though?
Oh, boy.
I got something to share, man. I got a quote. It says, it's more blessed to give love than to receive, as God always give love. So I know that's going to be hard to do, but try to give love today, people in the world.
You're not playing your record, bro.
I love you, bro. Hello, who's this?
Jalen from Brooklyn.
David, tell him why you mad, bro.
I'm mad, man. I'm facing Norfolk. I'm in the military, man. My job wanted me to come in at 4:15 in the morning, man, for some drill.
Well, you got
to
be on your toes at all times in the military.
I know that, man, but it's only a drill, man. It ain't go too hard, man. We already ready. We good.
Boy, you ain't already ready. If a war break out right now, you wouldn't know what to do with yourself. Stop it.
Tell him, man, I'm on the front line, man. I'm good.
The front line of what? You ain't never fought in no war.
Front line, man. We defending y'all out here.
We appreciate you for your service to this country. Thank you.
Yes, we do. But you know what? You take your ass to drill, so you be on point, okay?
I appreciate it, man.
This guy talking about, you can't half-ass protect the country. You better go get it in.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, good morning. This is the Mad Rap. I'm going to tell you why I'm back. I'm mad because I hung out in the club last night, and there was too many good girls in there. Yo, for real, we don't need none of y'all good girls in the club. We need loose girls. We need drunk girls. We need sloppy girls. We need girls that's just going to call away. We don't need none of y'all nice girls in there. Go home. Go away. Talk about it. And tell me why you mad. Breakfast Club, for real.
What's good? It's Big Chris from Ohio.
Big Chris. Tell him why you mad, bro.
Good. What's good, man? I want to have that Charlamagne, man. You there?
I'm right here, brother. Talk to me.
Man, what's good, man? I'm mad you didn't beat me for the Dr. Natasha Sandy challenge, man.
You sound big.
Hey, let's chill.
No, in a nice way.
Right,
I can tell in your voice.
Well, of course, if he wants to be in the challenge.
Yeah. How big are you, bro?
$3 and some change.
$3 and change. How much is the change, bro?
Yeah, man, like $3.15, $3.16, $5.10. But ever since, like, Charlamagne, he was showing somebody a picture of his six pack on there. For the last 2 minutes, I'm like, Charlamagne, send me the milk, man. I'm trying to get this six pack.
But you got a long way to go from a six pack, especially when you got 10 tags under your shirt
right now. Put it in the atmosphere. He's trying to make it happen.
And I'm trying to get that last spot, Dr. Akash.
But you all the way in Ohio, bro.
But what's that mean? I got a car.
He can still get on the plane, man. He take pictures. He could do that. But we got two people
if you
already.
Put me in the challenge. I will get down there.
I'm gonna think about it.
I will get down there.
Dr. Sandy feeling herself right now.
What you mean?
I'm trying to think she fly. And I got a vacation in August and September.
Bro, you are not getting in vacation shape by August and September when you're 300 pounds, okay?
He can be on his journey toward that.
I'm going to be on the journey.
I'm
going to
be the poster
child. Well, you hold on, man. We're going to get your number, see what we can do
with you. Listen, we got to be realistic with people. This guy's 315 pounds. He's not going to be in vacation shape by August.
But he can be on his way.
Yeah, on his way.
It's a journey.
He can do by Christmas. But if he loses 100 pounds, no, he needs no more.
He needs to lose about 150, 180.
Now, 130. That's too late.
No, hello?
315.
Oh, he's still here.
No, oh, guys, my bad, man. We talking about you like you're not here. My bad.
I don't want to get to 225, man. I don't
want
to get to
225. Hold on, man. I thought I put you on.
225 is what, 100 and what?
Just
how many pounds is that? I don't know. I'm terrible in math.
Hello, who's this?
I just need to lose a person.
I'm mad because all my friends were on Snapchat yesterday at the Beyonce concert, and I'm her number one fan and could not get tickets for tonight. And I'm so upset.
Why your friends ain't give you the hookup?
I don't know.
How they all got tickets and you didn't?
Because they got money. I'm broke.
Oh.
Damn, you ain't got no friends that could have looked you out, especially knowing that you love Beyonce that much?
No, hopefully they got me next time.
Hey, they was on Snapchat clowning you, too. Every time they posted a video, they was saying to themselves, aha, she's going to be so jealous.
Yes.
Sorry for you, mama.
You need new friends, boo. Beyonce would have never left Michelle or Kelly out to dry like that.
How you know? Hello, who's this?
Man, what's good, man? Big fan of you guys. Happy to be on the air. I hear Charlamagne talk about it all the time, but Angela Yee, why have we never seen your ass yet on camera, man?
Why would my ass be on camera?
Wait, you want her to stand up and turn around, or you want her to bend over? What do you want her to do? You want her to twerk?
Do a 360, man. I'm from Louisiana. I'm from down south. Big fan of you guys. I just want to see the 360 one time.
She do got an ass shot floating around online, though.
I saw
it on the gram. Somebody posted it one day. She was laying on her stomach, and it said bottoms up. Yeah. Google Angela Yee ass shot.
I just want to say one more thing, Charlamagne. Much respect, man. You've been having Dr. Umar Johnson, all the socially conscious guys, man. We appreciate it.
Joey, hold on. You just went from asking to see your ass shot to talking about
this is a ratchet righteous show. There's nothing wrong with him. He's perfectly fine. This is a ratchet righteous show. Salute to my guy. We actually got Boyce Watkins coming back this week, and Dr. Umar's coming back real soon.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can call us at any time. Now, Yee.
Yes.
We got rumors coming up?
Woo, well, it looks like Chris Brown and Kevin McCall beef is not going anywhere anytime soon. I mean, it's getting really out of hand. Now, this might be something that we need to make sure they resolve these issues before they run into each other.
We need to call Kevin McCall, man. I know he wants 5 minutes with me, too, but we should call him.
There's people out there listening saying, who the hell is Kevin McCall?
You're right. You're right.
He's on the song Strip with and
Deuces.
And Deuces.
Yeah, they thought he was Tiger for the longest.
I thought that was Tiger too on Deuces.
He might still be signed to Chris Brown.
Oh, well, they both on Deuces.
Oh.
Well, rumors on the way. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Chris Brown and Kevin McCall were going back and forth again yesterday on Instagram, and it got really ugly. So Kevin McCall posted a picture of Chris Brown, and Chris Brown had his arm around a guy, and he said, hardcore rapper, but he's glossy. And then he put hashtag glossy loke.
Salute to at Kilo Righteous on Twitter. He said, I didn't know who Kevin McCall was, so I looked him up. Now I really don't know who he is.
Damn.
Yes.
All right. And then Chris Brown responded, Skid Row's finest, bum tunes. The fact that he can't even pay for the cheapest flight to Paris is even funnier. You still clothes. You the only N-word that ain't got no women. I'm mature enough to accept people for who they are. K-Mac sounds like a product with that permanent picket fence he calls a mouth. He said, nights like this, face ass. I sing at funerals, face ass. N-word, you look like afterbirth. Can't believe it's not butterface ass. Check his record. Everyone knows the BS I did.
How old are these guys?
N-word has rape charges, claims I'm a woman beater, but beat up his sister. She came to my daughter's party with Eva's child. Same sock wearing Man, he just went on
Chris, you can't, you know, clown somebody for having a rape charge when you have such a high-profile domestic violence charge.
Well, Kevin Moss called, did post pictures of Rihanna's face.
Let's just take all violence towards women out of the equation when throwing slander at each other, guys.
This is disgusting.
Both of y'all sound ridiculous, okay? If this guy, Kevin, has a rape charge and you've got this domestic violence charge, just leave that out of it, okay?
It kind of cancels each other out.
Yeah, stick to each other's physical appearance.
All right, well, here's what Chris Brown had to say in video that he posted.
You the only that show up drunk to the parent-teacher conference. Stop playing with me, bitch ass. Oh, Count Chocolate Face ass. You sleep in this fetal position, you sick man. You about to see this outside of McDonald's talking about something. Man, I told y'all back then I was a man. I had everything. You know nothing about that now. Nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows. Nobody knows you, bitch ass. That shaped like a wiffle ball bat. And you better stop playing with me too, nigga. Still got your contracts. Watch him out, son, before I make you sing background for royalty.
The white man should have never gave you Negroes the internet. I'm being totally honest with y'all. Like, what was the point of all of that? Like, what is the reasoning behind any of that?
Does Kevin McCall want to get off the label? Well, like, what's
now
his
Kevin
problem?
McCall responded.
What label?
You know, he was signed to Chris Brown. Chris Brown had a label.
I didn't know that.
Yes. Yeah. So Kevin McCall responded, I'm waiting for the day you stop tweeting and pick up a phone so this fade can be quick.
Oh,
and Anna Akimbo, can I bust your nose? Mention my baby mama or kid again, and your next show in L.A. is going to be like a Trump rally. You said F my grandma, remember? Wait, you better hope I don't run into you, bro, and I don't pay no security guards, but I'm going to get that fair head-up set-up. You asked for it.
How can they not run into each other? L.A.'s not but so big.
They're not that big.
Like,
I don't
either
know.
Y'all meet up in square, shoot a fair one, or keep it moving. Like, all this Instagram stuff look ridiculous.
Well, Chris Brown responded to that.
Oh, my God.
And said all this flexing is for attention. He has my address and has been given a personal invite to my home numerous times for the fade. He whack and has no hands. Y'all giving old buddy too much credit. He claimed he got time to fight but don't got time to be a daddy. I'm dragging this N-word for the comments when it was serious. Homie was on the first flight out. Take my D out your mouth, part-time gangster, and don't go off talking about God next. He don't want to hear it. You lame. And God told me he was drunk as ish when he made you. Woo!
And at the end of that, he said, don't go calling the police, right?
When you see me, you know what it is. Paper trail, police, ass, N-word.
Yeah, all of y'all are leaving paper trails, you freaking idiots. All of y'all online talking about what y'all going to do to each other, but then you saying to him, don't call the police. What I got to call the police for when you just dry snitching on yourself via social media?
They should shoot the fair one.
This is ridiculous.
Now.
Like, none of this makes any sense.
It
like,
doesn't.
It's like nobody's thinking.
Nope.
You just threaten a guy to a fight. You tell him you want to beat him up. When you see him, he goes on site, yada, yada, yada. Then at the end of it, you say, and don't call the police. Don't
and
call the police.
I just think
you just told the police.
Well, Kevin McCall said it first, and then Chris Brown said, don't call the police. They should just shoot a fight.
I just, no, they shouldn't, because I think sometimes things really do get out of hand with all this back and forth on social media. We've seen a lot of terrible things happen, and I would hate for something to happen in this situation, especially because they both have, you know,
they got history with each other, though. They have history with each other. They've been signed up and down for a long time.
If we would hate for something to happen, don't report on it.
Well, we have to.
No, we don't.
It's a rumor report. And I don't think reporting on it is what's going to make something happen. That's why we're telling you what's going on between the two so we can bring awareness and say somebody's got to tell the two of them. I'm sure there's somebody they listen to. They got to chill out.
Okay.
You know, hopefully.
Woosah, bros. Woosah.
And that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. When we come back, Hillary Clinton. We're talking Hillary Clinton. She made history last night. Don't go anywhere. It's the Breakfast Club. Get your ass up. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. That was Rihanna with work. Let's get in some front page news. Now, NBA Finals tonight, 9 p.m. on ABC. The Cavs-Warriors game 3.
Warriors in 5. Cavs will take 1 of the 2 at home, and then the Warriors will win game 5 at Oracle Arena in Oakland, baby. San Francisco, wherever
Cavs,
they play.
Cavs are going to come back and win it.
Shut up. Why do you say stupid things like that? You don't even believe that.
He's playing devil's advocate.
I don't.
You wouldn't bet no money on it.
Hell no.
You don't bet money anyway.
Hell no, I wouldn't bet
money. I know you wouldn't bet no money on it.
All right, but now let's talk.
Why would you bet against a 73-9 team? Greatest record in NBA history.
Because LeBron got to win one.
No, he don't got to do nothing. Who said that? That's what's probably. We live in an entitled generation. Why he got to win one? Because we call him the king? Because we say we all witness. He don't got
to
do nothing.
Gotta
you
got
to you gotta go out there and earn one.
He trying.
Yeah, he's trying. It ain't going to be good enough against a 73-9 team led by two waffle-colored Negroes. Okay, the 2016 I'll be showing Christopher Williams. Uptown Records all over again.
As long as you know light skin's back.
It ain't back.
We back. Now let's talk Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton is celebrating her victory. She has said that she's making history as America's first female presumptive presidential nominee. Check out what she had to say.
First time in our nation's history that a woman will be a major party's nominee. The stakes in this election are high.
and the choice is clear. Donald Trump is temperamentally unfit to be president and
Well, Bernie Sanders hasn't dropped out of the race, though, and he doesn't intend to yet. He actually has pledged to stay in the race, and he said the struggle continues. He's also meeting with President Barack Obama on Thursday, and there you have it. Now, the White House has released a statement. They said her historic campaign inspired millions and is an extension of her lifelong fight for middle-class families and children.
So is it over or is it finished? I'm confused.
I don't know, but I know when you're losing, the struggle continues is a terrible tagline. Just say we're going to keep on keeping on, and we're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep it pushing. It ain't over till it's over. I'm not finished. I'm not done. But when you say the struggle continues for a losing campaign, it's like, come on, OG.
Sheesh. Now, what Donald Trump say? Because I heard he asked him something to
say. Well, Donald Trump also responded. And by the way, he also did say next week he has been preparing a speech that is going to slander Hillary and Bill Clinton.
He's announcing Monica Lewinsky as his running mate.
But here is what Donald Trump had to say.
I'm going to be America's champion. To all of those Bernie Sanders voters who have been left out in the cold by a rigged system of superdelegates, we welcome you with open arms. My goal is always again to bring people together.
Oh, that's your goal?
Yeah, when did that start happening?
Yeah, but people, a certain group of people, not everybody. People. People don't mean everybody, you know.
Now let's talk about another death in sports.
Sean Rooks, who is a former NBA center and Philadelphia 76ers assistant coach, Sean Rooks died at just 46 years old. Now, there's been no details on the cause of his death, although you guys were saying he had a heart attack.
That's what they're saying, yeah.
All right. Well, he actually had just left from meeting with the Knicks. He was a potential candidate to join the Knicks coaching staff. And it was hours later that he went back to Philadelphia. He was eating at a restaurant, and he died suddenly. Awful.
All right. Well, condolences to his family.
Now,
can
we talk about the Bobby Brown special last night, okay? I sat there, and I watched that special, and I cried, and I cried. I didn't cry crazy, but my eyes watered. And I absolutely hate Nick Gordon. Because Bobby Brown said there's only two people around.
Yep.
There was only one person around when my wife and my daughter died. And y'all know who he is. I'm not even going to say his name.
Wow.
I hate Nick Gordon. I hate Nick Gordon the way I hate Scar from The Lion King when he killed Mufasa. I hate the guy that was in the Red Hyundai that shot Ricky and Boys in the Hood.
That was fake.
I hate Nick Gordon the way I hate them bees that killed Thomas J and my girl. I would help Bobby Brown jump Nick Gordon, bro.
Well,
absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well, tell us about the episode, because you said something happened about a ghost you mentioned.
Well, in the interview on 2020, Bobby Brown also talks about an encounter that he had with a ghost. He actually says he had sex. Check it out.
What?
You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost, yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
No, I was not tripping.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Bobby Brown getting that poltergeist poom poom.
What?
I wonder,
okay.
Was it good?
First of all, in Bobby Brown's defense, I've absolutely had sex with a ghost, and we all have. What do you think a wet dream is? You think you just wake up all sticky for no reason? No, Casper the Friendly Ghost was on your ass all night long, getting his or hers. Okay.
Did you call Ghostbusters?
For what? I busted already. I busted in the ghost. What you talking about?
Okay, well, I don't.
We've all shot a ghost in the club up.
I don't know about that.
No, I don't think everybody has.
So what you think a wet dream is?
I've never had. A wet dream is a dream. That doesn't mean you had sex with a ghost.
You don't know that ghost got you. Ghost got you, baby.
Because sometimes people have real dreams where they're having sex with somebody in their imagination.
No,
that's not a ghost.
A ghost got you. A wet dream is a ghost having sex with you.
I don't know about that,
Charlamagne. No, it's not.
Positive.
Well, let's open up the phone lines.
Can't prove it's not.
800-585-1051. 800-585-1051. Have you had an encounter with a ghost? Was it freaky? Have you had sex with a ghost?
Be honest. I'm telling y'all, a wet dream is nothing but a ghost having sex with you.
The most that ever happened to me was a ghost chased me up the stairs in my parents' basement.
Listen.
I had to get out of there.
You be laying in your bed and you wake up and you think you're dreaming. Mm-hmm. That's not a dream. That is a poltergeist, okay? Penetrating you.
Now, when y'all say ghost, you mean ghost with the white sheet over your head go, ooh.
Yeah, it didn't
man,
say
shut
ooh.
Up, boy. So why would you stereotype ghosts? Why would you profile ghosts like that?
I've never
don't
seen ghosts.
Don't stereotype all ghosts, bro. All black men don't wear hoodies and all ghosts don't wear sheets.
And one of my friends had to sell her car because there was a ghost in it.
All right. 800-585-1051. Here's Kent Jones. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
You say once you take me with you.
That was Jay-Z. Excuse me, Miss Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club.
Yes, indeed.
So last night was the Bobby Brown special.
Every Little Step. Every Little Step was the name of the special. His book is called Every Little Step. I can't wait. I cried when he talked about the death of his daughter. But he said that he had sex with a ghost.
You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost, yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
No, I was not tripping.
Now, what kind of ghost? Like a real ghost? Like a
It doesn't matter what kind of poltergeist poom you get. If you're a guy, if you're a lady, it don't matter what kind of poltergeist penetrates you. We've all been penetrated.
No, we have not all
been. Inserted.
So you've been penetrated by
a ghost? We've all been penetrated or penetrated a poltergeist.
No, I don't know that that's true.
What do you think a wet dream is?
Dream is you in your imagination having sex with somebody in a dream.
You think it's your imagination. It's called a ghost, baby.
So you've had sex with a ghost?
Absolutely.
What do you look like?
That's what a wet dream is.
I didn't
see him. It's like having sex with Bill Cosby. You don't know it happened, but you know it happened.
What?
You just wake up and you're like, wow, got me. What's all of this sticky stuff
for? Now, what about you, Yee?
I've never had sex with a ghost.
I've never seen a ghost or had sex with a ghost.
I definitely believe that there are ghosts or spirits around. And I did used to get chased out the basement by ghosts all the time. It could have just been my imagination at my parents' house.
Have you seen it or you just heard something? You just
ran? I saw it because at my parents' house,
what he looked like?
We have to do the laundry in the basement, right? And you have to turn the light off before you go up the stairs because the light was downstairs. So whenever I turn the light off, I used to have to run up the steps.
Because you've seen a ghost.
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've heard noises.
First of all,
just thought it was a creaky house.
You've seen plenty of ghosts, but you from New York. You New Yorkers don't pay attention to nothing. It's 14 million people in the city. Y'all walk by each other and don't say hi. So why the hell would you notice a ghost?
And my old house in Brooklyn actually had a couple of ghosts. Actually, sometimes people have ghosts that follow them around.
Really?
And so one of my old roommates had two ghosts that would follow her around. Now, the thing is, you have to make sure that they're friendly ghosts because some ghosts are cool, they're chill, they're just hanging around.
But then there's some ghosts that are
like a little more aggressive.
I've never had a ghost bother me. I'm from Monks Corner, South Carolina. Grew up around ghosts my whole life. You know, the only thing ghosts ever have done to me is have sex with me. I keep telling y'all that's what wet dreams are. You know on Ghostbusters when Slimer would slime people? You know what that is, right?
What?
That's him busting off on you.
When you wake up
in the morning, you think that's your own after a wet dream. No, it's not.
Hello, who's this?
What's up, DJ Envy? Bless God.
What's up, man? You had an encounter with a ghost?
Man, I had a couple of them. I can keep it all the way 100 with you.
You had a threesome?
I had a threesome. I never had no threesome, but I did do it to Aaliyah RIP tour until I was 12 years old.
You said what?
No, I think that was just called masturbation and imagination, sir.
He said he had sex with a girl.
Hey, no, you crazy. No, I didn't want no imagination and masturbation. No, it wasn't. I was sleep woke up. It was... But I always had a crush on Aaliyah. I ain't gonna lie to you, bro.
I think Aaliyah would have good taste even in death, sir.
Hello, who's this?
Eliza.
Hey, Eliza. You had some encounters with a ghost?
Okay, it wasn't really a ghost, but more like an interdimensional being.
Oh, boy.
Okay, like one of these creatures stuck in limbo.
What happened?
Okay, so me and my friend, we were at the beach, and we're just sitting on the sand, and we feel this energy looking at us. My friend tells me, Eliza, this can either go really well or really bad. And I said, there's something looking at us. And when we both looked, you know those gray aliens that you see in TV?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, the grays. I've been hearing about them.
But it was manifesting itself through another person's body.
Wow. So, sound like you needed an exorcism.
Were you drinking?
No.
Smoking?
No.
Okay.
I believe you, boo.
It was pure terror. We were terrified.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you give him your number?
Hell no.
You ain't tell him to follow you on the gram, at least?
I'm sure he knows.
Boo, you can't find a man on this planet. You got to get you a man from somewhere.
Thank you for sharing your story.
Okay.
Okay. All right. 800-585-1051. Have you ever encountered a ghost?
Have you ever put your penis in a ghost?
Have
a ghost ever put his penis in you? Have you ever had sex with a female ghost?
All right. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Fetty Wap, My Way. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're talking about this Bobby Brown special that came on 2020 last night. Now, he talked about a lot, and one was an encounter with a ghost, right?
You had sex with a ghost?
A ghost, yeah, yeah.
Come on, man. Tell me about it.
I moved into this house. I bought this mansion in Georgia. So this was a really, really spooky place. But yes, one time I woke up and, yeah, a ghost. I was being mounted by a ghost. I wasn't high.
That was my next question.
No, I was not tripping.
Having sex with a ghost cheating.
No, it's not.
No.
It's nothing you can do. I mean, listen, if poltergeist is poltergeist, so if you get some poltergeist, boom, boom, your girl can't be mad at you for
but
that.
But what if you're doing it every night? Like, I can't wait to go to bed.
That's cheating. That's cheating. You're cheating with a ghost. Hello, who's this?
Yeah, I never thought I'd say this, but Charlamagne's right, man. It'd be ghosts and demons, man.
I don't know. I'm right 95% of the time.
I wouldn't say that, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that either, Charlamagne. But yeah, you're right. That's ghost box.
That's it. Ghost it's poltergeist box. Poom poom. We've all had some poltergeist poom poom. That's what a wet dream is. You're having sex with a ghost
no,
when you sleep.
No, it's not. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Styles from Detroit, and you guys will be a fool if you did not believe that spirits did not walk around. And yes, I believe that they will have sex with you. Why do you think sometimes you may be dreaming that you're having sex with somebody, and it felt so real?
Duh.
I'm calling you, Charlamagne. I never thought about the wet dream thing, but you are correct.
I know,
I know for a fact that they will touch you. That's why in my culture they say don't kiss your babies while they're sleeping, because ghosts will turn around and kiss your babies, and your baby would think it's you.
Who's
you understand
culture?
What I'm saying?
But what's your culture?
Jamaican
oh,
culture.
Jamaican.
Okay.
Yes, I'm telling you, they will.
Don't
sleep
kiss
with you.
The baby, because the baby will get kissed by a ting. A ghost ting.
I don't think she said it like that. Hello, who's this?
Breakfast Club. What's going on? It's your boy, thanks.
What's up?
What's up? We're talking ghosts this morning, man. You had an encounter with a ghost?
Poltergeist, poom, poom. Paranormal, poom, poom.
All right, so
come on,
like
slow
this.
Down.
Before the day, I used to think that a wet dream was just a wet dream, but Charlamagne, my brother, you made me have a
oh, my goodness.
There you go. That's what I'm here for, to help y'all open y'all minds.
Over. I can't thank believe you. This. So every time you have a wet dream, you're having sex with a ghost now?
I don't know.
Take me
that.
Out. Take me out. So if you have a dream that you got shot, do you wake up with blood?
No.
If you have a dream that you made $1 million, do you wake up with money?
No.
I so see where you're going,
that,
brother.
Now that I have a dream that I got touched, or I'm having sex, and I wake up with
there you go.
To touch me.
Come on. Something what? Happened. Something
that,
really
you never. You never just sat there daydreaming and... That happened to you when you're not asleep?
No.
No.
But if you're sleeping.
Lying. That's like masturbating.
If you're sleeping and you're dreaming and that you're running, you wake up sweating. So what does that mean? You're not really running.
No, because when I'm sleeping and I'm dreaming and I'm running, my feet might be moving. I just don't know.
If you wake up sweating after sleep, then you probably need
if
to go see a doctor and your comforter might be too
if you
little,
wake up humping
heavy.
The pillow, okay, that doesn't mean that, you know, you really had sex either.
Well, the definition of a wet dream is a spontaneous orgasm during sleep that includes ejaculation for a male and vaginal wetness for a female. Does not have anything to do with ghosts.
Yeah, because it's not like they're going to put that in the dictionary. They have to scientifically try to explain things, sir.
I think it's just your imagination.
Just like
when
the
you're
hag
asleep.
Been riding
that's
us
all
these years, and they tell us it's blood, so your blood and your body ain't circulating.
Thank
that's
you, bro.
All it is uncommon sense.
That's it. They don't got it.
That's fine with me. I don't need it.
All right, Mr. Ghost Man. What's the moral of the story?
The moral of the story is during the day, I don't believe in ghosts. At night, I'm a little open-minded, okay? We have all had sex with a ghost. That's what a wet dream is. Paranormal poom poom, poltergeist penis. You've all experienced it, okay?
We have not all
and you
done
are
it.
A fool if you don't believe in ghosts. If you think all of this energy and all of these spirits that we possess when we alive just disappear when we die, you out your damn mind.
Something strange. And it don't look good.
Listen, next time when y'all go
who
see...
Who you gonna call?
When y'all go see that Ghostbusters movie, the remake with all the women, when y'all see Slimer slime somebody, just understand that's not slime, that's Skeet.
You shut up, you
freak. They shouldn't call him Slimer. They should call him Skeeter.
Skeeter. We got rumors coming up.
The Jizzer.
Yes, we are going to talk about the rest of this Bobby Brown 2020 interview with Robin Roberts. Also...
I hate you, Nick Gordon.
The BET Awards, they have revealed their lineup for their Prince tribute and also the hosts. We'll tell you who it is.
All that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, I'm sure we're all excited to read Bobby Brown's memoirs, Every Little Step.
Can't wait.
And he did an interview with Robin Roberts, a 2020 interview. And
yes, he did.
He talked about a lot of different things. He talks about one time he did strike Whitney Houston while he was trying to maintain his sobriety. He said he's not a woman beater. He's not overall a violent person. He was never violent toward her. All that was lies. He said, I've never been a violent man toward a woman ever. So he just wants to make that clear. It was just one situation that happened. They had a very volatile romance. He said, as far as their daughter, Bobby Christina Brown, him and Whitney Houston would lock themselves in one wing of their mansion and get high while the nannies were caring for their daughter. He said, I always made it a point to not let her see me or my wife in that type of situation. And in his book, he also talks about using cocaine, alcohol, and crack-laced joints. Those were his substances of choice. He said, the last few years of our marriage, it was terrible. Both of us trying to be clean, or one of us trying to be clean, it was terrible. And he admits that they could have done a better job with Bobby Christina.
First of all, what we're not going to do is act like Bobby Brown is not a legend. Drop on the Clues bombs for Bobby Brown.
Absolutely a legend.
And Bobby Brown has three other kids, right? They was on the special last night. It was three on the special last night.
He's about to have his third baby also with his wife now.
Well, the three adult kids that he had on the special last night, they all look perfectly fine. So Bobby Brown at some point in his life was a great father.
Right, he's now drug-free, and he did say that he wasn't the person that started Whitney Houston on abusing drugs, even though some people feel like he was the one. He said, you know, I take my part, and I take it hard for me even being a part of it, but we all have our own minds, and some of us are stronger than others. So he's not blaming himself for that. He also talks about asking for her hand in marriage, asking Whitney Houston's dad for her hand in marriage. Now, here is some of what he had to say about Whitney Houston.
Now, you broke tradition a little bit and saw her before the wedding.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was the first time I had actually saw her do drugs.
Cocaine?
Yes, ma'am.
What went through your mind when you saw that?
She wasn't that, you know what I'm saying? The drugs wasn't her. She did drugs, but drugs didn't do her. She knew how to handle herself. It only made me, you know, love and want to protect her more.
I mean, keep in mind, it was a special occasion. It was her wedding day. I mean, a lot of people you do a little cocaine on a special occasion.
I don't know about that.
I mean, you shouldn't. But
you know what? It's crazy that's the first time he ever saw it, because that has to be crazy that you're about to marry somebody and then something happens the first time right before you get married.
All I know is
something
Nick Gordon.
Something he never saw.
You got the...
Hold on, let me...
Okay, because it's on site when we see him.
All right, he also talks about Nick Gordon.
Okay.
And a common thread between the deaths of both his ex-wife and his daughter. Check it out.
So it's not a mystery to me. The same thing that happened to my daughter is what happened to Whitney. There's only one person that was around both occasions.
You won't say his name. Nick Gordon is who you're referring to.
I won't say his name.
I would help Bobby Brown jump Nick Gordon for the culture. Like, Nick Gordon is on my list with Scar from The Lion King who killed Mufasa.
That's not real.
The guy in the red Hyundai who killed Ricky.
That's not
real.
The
bees that killed Thomas J. and my girl.
Not real.
Nick Gordon is on that list with them people right there. I do not like him.
All right, well, I cannot wait to read his book. So that should be great, his upcoming memoirs. And BET Awards has revealed their lineup for a Prince tribute.
I know Stephen Hill showed his ass. No expense was spared. No host on BET will get paid for the rest of the year because of this. I know it.
Right. Sheila E. will be there, D'Angelo, The Roots, Janelle Monáe. A lot more people will also be performing throughout the night. Alicia Keys and Maxwell will be doing a special performance. Mm. Also, they talk about the nominations. But guess who's hosting?
Prince. Hologram.
No, Anthony Anderson and Tracy Ellis Ross.
Drop on the Clues bombs for that. I'm here for that.
That's going to be dope.
So that should be pretty exciting.
I feel like they just host. What did they host?
And that's going to happen on June
26th. They hosted it last year, right? What did they host? They hosted something. Tracy Ellis Ross and Anthony Anderson, they did a great job, though. What was it? I don't remember.
All right, and let's talk about how you can be great co-parents and be friends even if your marriage doesn't work out. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, they actually had a celebration for their divorce. They went to a strip club Monday night together, and they had just filed their settlement agreement. She gets $1 million under the prenup.
Mm-hmm.
He's already paid her $356,000 of that, so he still owes another cool $644,000. She also gets almost $15,000 a month in child support for their son. They are going to share legal and physical custody, and he gets his Pennsylvania house, 10 cars, and, you know, they're both very happy with how things turned out. They worked it out. So that's
I don't understand the child support thing if I'm going to be in my son's life. Like, if I can I give you the money, $1 million, like, why do I have to pay monthly if I'm going to be in my child's life?
Well, if he's living with you, you still got to pay those bills. You got to pay for the house bill. You got to pay for the
That's what I'm saying. So why I got to give her $15,000 a month if I'm doing all that anyway?
Well, I think that usually when people have joint custody with the dad, he might have them on the weekends
just
or
weekends
holidays.
Usually, yeah.
And then, so if that's the primary home,
right.
He's living with Amber Rose, and that's the primary person that he lives with, then yes, you should pay child support.
Okay? I mean, you shouldn't have to, but...
Well, that's the law.
If I'm in my child's
and
life,
if
already,
it was vice
providing
versa,
for my child.
If it was vice versa, and the primary home was with Wiz, and she made X amount of dollars, she should have to pay child
absolutely.
Support.
Yeah, because of the double standard that exists. I'd be all for it when I see guys like, what's the dude name that's dating Halle Berry?
Her ex, Gabrielle Aubrey.
I dropped clues bombs for him just because of the way guys have been getting got with child support all these years. Finally.
Well, I think a lot of times, too, it's usually the woman that is the person that has the child living with them. All right, and that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, Miss Yee. Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
You know, four after the hour, let's discuss adult breastfeeding.
Hmm?
Yes, it's adult breastfeeding relationships going on out here in these streets.
You said you discuss like it.
You don't know what I'm talking about. It's a difference, but we'll talk about it.
Okay. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, dunk it utter shame, man.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, June 8th goes to Jennifer Mulford and Brad Leeson. I know you don't know who these people are, but they are a couple in Atlanta. Salute to everybody who listens to us on Screech 94.5 in the ATL. What's happening? Drop one of Clues Bombs for them. Damn it. Now, Jennifer and Brad are in an ABR. Do you know what an ABR is?
No.
An ABR is an adult breastfeeding relationship. Now, according to the New York Post, Jennifer was single when she stumbled across a website about ABR, a.k.a. Jennifer was lonely as hell and couldn't get no man, so she was online looking for somebody, anybody, for her lonely ass to talk to, and she just Googled looking for relationships, and this site came up. Well, Jennifer says when she read about the bond breastfeeding could create between two people, she was envious. All right, Jennifer says, I have always enjoyed my breast being touched during sex more than anything else, so I knew I would enjoy it. So Jennifer started searching for men who would be open to the idea of adult breastfeeding. Jennifer says when she read about the pure joy it brought others, she was desperate to seek out a partner to share an emotional bond with. Jennifer Lonely Ass used dating sites, put messages on ABR forums, and even put an advertisement on Craigslist. Atlanta, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. You see what you got women in Atlanta resorting to in order to find a man. God bless all the men in Atlanta who have found happiness with other men, but the women is out there starving. And Jennifer was a prime example of that. But here's the bright side to this story. Jennifer started talking to Brad, an old boyfriend from school. And Brad told her he had a thing for big-breasted women and that size has always been a factor in his relationship. So Jennifer thought, well, now is the perfect time to bring up adult breastfeeding and see if Brad would be interested. Brad, being a real man, isn't going to pass up the opportunity to put his lips on some breasts. So he said yes, and then he started doing his own research to ABR. At least that's what he told her. And then Brad and Jennifer got to boning and breastfeeding, dropping the clues bombs for Brad, just going with the flow. Real men tell women anything they want to hear to get the box. Anything but the truth, that is. If you act like you in the ABR, then the lady will be DTF. I see you, Brad. Now, Jennifer said she knew at that moment that Brad started researching ABR, she knew she had a partner for life, okay? Jennifer and Brad said they both wanted the same thing out of the relationship, a magical bond that only breastfeeding can achieve. Now, since Jennifer hasn't breastfed for over 20 years, she had no milk to feed Brad. So the couple needed to induce lactation by dry feeding and pumping her breasts every 2 hours. And she actually quit her job as a bartender to be able to breastfeed her boyfriend.
Serve drinks at home.
Every 2 hours. That's a fact. That is a fact. Now, I have definitely tasted breast milk before. It's been a couple of times.
You enjoyed it.
It's been a couple of times. My wife and I have been out and she didn't have her breast pump. And I get to suck it. My job as a husband is to protect and provide. I must provide comfort when my wife is in pain. And if those breasts hurt because they're full of milk and she don't got her pump, well, then what's wrong with my mouth? And I will admit, it is quite enjoyable. But to build your whole situation around it, to quit your job because of it, nah, man. And correct me if I'm wrong. An adult breastfeeding relationship, don't you think you and your mate got to have more in common than that?
Yes.
Right? I don't want no adult breastfeeding relationship. Y'all on vacation and she just lactating by the pool and then you got to be inappropriate and, you know, start sucking by the pool. Ain't nobody got time for all that. But Brad and Jennifer, if it works for you, cool. Glad y'all found love. But walking around here breastfeeding and getting breastfed as grown-ass adults.
You are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Hee-haw.
And Atlanta. Atlanta, y'all really got to do better.
Damn it,
I mean, salute to all the men out there, like I said, who found love with other men in Atlanta. But, man, the women is out there starving. Okay? It's got to be hard for women in Atlanta, man.
All right.
Ain't no men available. HIV rate sky high. They got to resort to ABR.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Up next, ask Ye if you need relationship advice. 800-585-1051. She'll put you live on air and fix your problems, help you with your problems.
A lot of people have been DMing me questions, too. I'm trying to get back to everybody,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot. So if I didn't get to yours yet, just mm-hmm. be patient.
All right, again, 800-585-1051. Ask Ye is next. She'll put you live on air and help your ass out, all right? Here's 21 questions. It's 50. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
With 56.
That was Bryson Tiller with Exchange. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Now, if you need relationship advice or any type of advice, you can call Yee right now. 800-585-1051. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
This is Miss Tan.
Hey, Mama. What's your question for Yee?
Yee, I'm trying to celebrate my 16th wedding anniversary.
Congratulations. What's the plan?
Well, my husband wants to come up there and meet you guys. We just landed in the airport. Is that any way possible?
All right, hold on the line, okay?
All right.
That was an easy ask, Yee.
Yeah, I'm
yes
sure that's
no.
possible.
Hello,
let's make it happen.
Hello, who's this?
My name is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy, what's your question?
So pretty much I have a boyfriend. We're in college, and he has a twin brother. And, I guess you can kind of put two and two together.
You had sex with her, your boyfriend's brother?
No. We do have, previous history, from high school. Mm-hmm. But we're both in college now, and he has a girlfriend as well. But lately, me and my boyfriend have been arguing, and I've been going to his twin brother, and he's been, comforting. And
but you haven't done anything?
No, I haven't. We had a history in high school, but that's, all. But I don't
so you used to mess with his brother before?
Yes, correct.
And then you started messing with his twin, and so your current boyfriend knows that you used to mess with his twin brother?
Yes, he does, but the twin doesn't, his girlfriend doesn't know.
Okay, first of all, this mm-hmm. very messy situation. Number one, stop going to your ex-boyfriend / your new boyfriend's twin brother when
okay.
things aren't going well with your boyfriend. That's a terrible idea. Of course, he's there comforting you. Y'all have history. You feel comfortable with it. He looked just like your boyfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
different personalities, though, of course.
Do they penises look alike, though?
I don't know that. I didn't see the other ones for you.
Well, listen, this is a very selfish thing that you're doing. I'm sure it's already difficult for your boyfriend now that you dated his brother when you were
right.
younger. And this is a definite betrayal of trust.
Right, correct. True.
Just let him run a train on you, Mom.
Now, listen, if things don't work out with you and your boyfriend, all good.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to concentrate on that relationship. And part of that is not doing sneaky things like going and talking to his brother behind his back, especially about him.
True.
You never go to the next man who you used to date to talk about your current boyfriend. Talk to your girls if you have an issue.
True.
Or a platonic friend. You don't do things like that. If your boyfriend ever found out, you know what type of person you look like. And what do you think his brother thinks about you when you're coming to him to talk about? That's his flesh and blood.
Exactly.
So no matter what, they always going to be okay with each other. But you, on the other hand, should never be doing something like that.
That's very true. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate it a lot. And I love you, Charlamagne. You're awesome.
I love you too, boo.
Demeanor and everything.
I'm going to tell you something, though. You got me thinking this morning. That's why every now and then you got to grab your girlfriend and just throw her.
No, you don't throw her.
I'm going to tell you why. You grab and you throw her. And you, however far you can throw her, that's how much you trust her.
Okay. I wouldn't throw your girlfriend out there.
Only trust your girlfriend as far as
well, you know
throw.
What? Then you should throw your boyfriend. Let's see how far he goes, and that's how much you
can
trust
him.
Yeah,
that is. You should try that, too.
Ask Yee. Don't throw anybody. How about that? Don't throw anybody. 800-585-1051. You got a question for Yee? Call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Say It. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Well, we're in the middle of Ask Yee. Who's this?
Hey, this is Shaw. My question is this. If you've been dealing with a dude for a few months and all of a sudden everything seems like it's going good, next thing you know, boom. He's like, I don't want a serious relationship with you. I just want to be friends. I just want to take it slow, you know, and I'm like, but you brought me, you made me meet your family, you made me meet your mom, and I didn't ask for those things. Those are things that you just came out and was like, hey,
right, so
let's
you thought
do
it
this.
Was way more serious than what it was because he done introduced you to his family.
Right. So, long story short, it kind of, you know, hurt me a little bit. I was like, all right, I was caught off guard, even though we wasn't boyfriend, girlfriend, but it was like, I thought there was some kind of potential.
Right. So, and he did lead you on to believe that. I'm going to tell you this, though. For some people, it's not that big a deal for you to meet their family. Some people are just cool with their families like that. Some people won't bring you around their family until it's a serious relationship. Clearly, he's the type of person that doesn't have a problem bringing people to meet his family.
Right.
And if he's telling you, let's cool down, let's take it slow, you got to just do that. I think we read too much into things sometimes, you know. I dated a guy, and within the first week, I met his mom, I met his sister. That didn't mean he was serious.
Right, right.
It just means that he was around his mom and his sister. It also means sometimes he just want to bring somebody to a family function and not be by himself. And maybe they're used to him bringing girls around.
Right, right. So now it's kind of like we cooled off. Everything's cool, but he still hit me up. He's like, oh, one day he hit me up. He's like, yo, let's go to Greensboro. Let's go to Chili's to go eat. And I'm like, why would you want to drive out of town with me? Like, if we're not.
Because he still want to smash you occasionally. And if you with it, he's with it. Some people don't look at everything like, if he don't want to be in a relationship, but you cool with just hanging out sometimes, that's all good for him. But
right, right.
If what you're looking for is not what he's looking for, and those agendas don't match up, then it's mm-hmm. time for you to tell him, look, this is not what I want to be involved in. Sometimes we got to clean our slate so we can find what we want. Now, if you're the type of person that has no problem like casually dating somebody, maybe it will go somewhere, maybe it won't. Clearly, I'm sure he's dating other people. So you shouldn't limit your options either. If you can do that, that's fine. But if you feel like this is not the path that I want to take, and until one day he's ready to be serious, I don't want to be in that situation, you set the standard for yourself.
Right. Wow. Thank you. I really needed that because I was kind of stuck whether or not I should still talk to him or still be friends. But I think I'm going to just kind of fall back into
my
own
thing. Right. And y'all can still be like, you know, speak every now and then. But he was honest with you.
Right. You're right. You're right.
You know,
well, thank you. I really appreciate that. That's something that you, that's real talk right there.
Ask Yee 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, you could call her at any time. You can always email her, breakfastclubam@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Yee, we got rumors coming up?
Yes, now, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see this, but Serena Williams is on the cover of Glamour magazine.
Looking amazing.
Yeah, she looks great, and she talks about a lot of different things, like the Drake curse. She talks about having kids, so we have all of that for you. Also, Rita Ora, we'll talk about her situation now. You know, they had this lawsuit going on with Roc Nation. We'll tell you how that developed.
All right, all that and more, keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
This just in. All the gossip. The rumor report. Angela Yee.
It's the Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, we told you this already. It seems that Waka and Tammy Rivera have split up. Now, yesterday we reported that she was saying that no matter what, he's still a great dad, father figure to her daughter, and still a great man, so she wouldn't be bashing him.
Mm-hmm.
But there has been some back and forth, and some of this is over allegations that he cheated. Now, according to Tammy Rivera, they didn't break up over any other woman. Here's what she had to say.
Well, it's sad because it's like you can't even take pictures no more with people because everybody has a motive. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, and you know, with the other baby mama, it's so crazy because he was in Arizona and this girl, like while he was performing, she's all up in his face and this and the third. And I got text messages from her too, from on his brother's phone, where she was smashing his brother. So I just haven't exposed her yet because she just went through a miscarriage. So I'm trying to be, you know, sympathetic to these hoes' needs.
I love that. Now, drop on a clues bomb for that. Trying to be sympathetic to these hoes' needs. I like that.
Who is she talking about? Well, it appears that she's talking about Simone Patton. Now, Simone was supposed to have a baby with Chief Keef, but she did sadly have a miscarriage. Okay, now there's been a lot of back and forth. Here's Waka's take on everything.
And this whole on Instagram's on side of the year. Man, you're a disgrace. And y'all dumbass men just following the comment. That's probably the best thing ever did.
Well, what is a side chick, okay? Here's her side chick anthem. This is Simone Patton. She posted this video on her Instagram page, and this was a little song. Seems like she's trying to really agitate the situation even more.
This man is your man. This man is my man. No one can take him from ya. But bitch, I did. He takes me shopping. Then I send him home back to you. Your man was made for you and me. Everybody.
What the hell is going on here?
Listen, man, I would do that, too, if I knew I would end up on Shade Room, Baller Alert, a mention in Angelique's rumor report. Sally, this is goals for some hoes.
This is crazy.
The truth to the matter. This is goals for some hoes.
Now, Simone has since posted a message on Instagram, which she deleted. She said, I made a mistake by being involved with Waka. I will admit that one night of fun turned into months of drama. Had I known any of this would have happened, I would have never gotten involved. And she said she does have pictures and videos that prove that her and Waka did, however.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. How do you know she's telling the truth? Remember
she
when DMX was in Belly?
These and pictures, I don't know.
Remember DMX and Belly? Like, the bitch is lying! That's it. Like, but you don't know she's telling the truth. She might just want attention.
She also said, Waka, don't force me to post these pics of us in the bed together while Tammy was calling you over and over again. Let's not forget, you came at me in the club. Don't deny ish when I have proof.
That don't mean nothing. Because I'm going to tell you something. If a girl would go out of her way to play a ukulele and make a song, if she had the actual picture, she'd have posted them already because she wants attention. Like, stop it already.
What the hell is going on out here?
You really believe she's smart enough just to hold pictures? Stop it, man. These girls is ridiculous out here.
Now, I'm going to try to change gears and balance this out and talk about Serena Williams. She's on the cover of the new issue of Glamour magazine.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Serena Williams, a woman that deserves to be mentioned in the rumor report, damn it.
Now, in this interview, they asked her about her and Drake, and they said that Drake was the reason that she lost at the U.S. Open because she was distracted. She said, I don't think that was fair. I'm the one who's playing, who's making mistakes or making winners. I'm not one to blame anyone else for anything, and I don't think anyone else should either. I played a really good opponent that day, and I wasn't at my best. She talks about having kids. She said, I definitely want to have kids one day. That's something I've always wanted since as long as I could remember. And the older I get, the more I'm like, I'm too young. So she said.
So what's the problem? She walking around here looking all good with that scrumptious ass and nobody shot her club up yet.
She's an athlete still playing actively.
Yeah, I don't know how that would affect her in as far as playing tennis right now.
She had to beg me to keep a condom on if I was having sex with Serena Williams.
Well, a bird, man.
No, why am I a bird? What? Why would you wear a condom to have sex with Serena Williams?
You
want to
have sex with anybody with money.
Well, first of all, you're married, so it doesn't matter. So it doesn't
I'm speaking hypothetically. This is a hypothetical conversation.
This is the ghost of Charlamagne.
I'm speaking for all, that's true. And I'm speaking for all my brothers out there that's listening, because they sitting there riding the car thinking, I wouldn't wear no condom with Serena neither, bro.
Well, she probably would make you, because she doesn't
Ashanti,
know where your little
no
dirty
reason.
Thing has
Drop
been.
Drop one of Clues Bomb. I just want to throw Ashanti out there either. All these beautiful black women walking around here, and y'all ain't trying to get them pregnant. What the hell's wrong with y'all out here in these streets, man? Put a ring on it. Get them pregnant. What's wrong? All these beautiful women just walking around out here with nothing in their stomach.
What is
and
wrong
nothing
with
on
you?
Their finger.
What
no,
about,
for real.
What about a relationship? What about love?
I said nothing on their finger, nothing in their stomach. I said that.
Well, they got to find love first.
Right. Maybe they don't find the right person. And when they do, hey, all good. You know, give
I told y'all what
time.
To do yesterday. Go get some t-shirts that say right person and stand outside Serena Williams and Ashanti house.
All right, now let's discuss this lawsuit against Rihanna and Roc Nation. Now, allegedly, she didn't show up for a show she was scheduled to perform at in Nigeria. And it looks like these promoters might have gotten scammed out of some money.
Mm-hmm. So, drop on a Clues Bomb for karma. Finally, somebody scammed the Nigerians.
Apparently, they did a deal for $425,000. Rihanna was supposed to come and perform for 65 minutes. They gave a $160,000 deposit, and then Rihanna's camp asked to postpone the show. Well, the promoter agreed, but only if Rihanna would post a new date on social media. That never happened. They wanted their money back. Turns out, they're saying Rihanna never got any money. Management knew nothing about this. They just feel that he got scammed, so...
Hey, man, for everybody that's received the email from Nigeria with the 419 in it, hey, karma, okay? It happens.
All right, well, that is your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. And happy birthday to Kanye West. Today is Kanye West's birthday.
Really?
So we'll get a little Kanye West on in the mix. Let me know your favorite Kanye West joint.
Your favorite Yeezy.
At DJ MV 800-585-1051 with your request, and I got you. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Don't miss the new docuseries, Black Twitter, A People's History from Onyx Collective and Hulu. Based on the Wired cover story by Jason Parham and directed by Princess Penny, executive producer of Insecure, Black Twitter, A People's History tells the story of how Black voices found a new home online and blossomed into a force for change, while laying down some hilarious tweets along the way. If you were there for Meet Me in Temecula or Thanksgiving Clapback, you need to see this series. If you weren't there... Time to dive in. Watch how Black Lives Matter grew and gained force because of the voices on Black Twitter, bringing these issues to the forefront like never before. From the memes to the movements, see how this powerful community shapes culture, society, and politics. Black Twitter, A People's History, is now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late-night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.